Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com.
The Jackal and the Partridge. This story was translated into English by Flora Annie Steele and has been revised and rewritten by Amar Vyas for Gatha Story. Listen to this story narrated by me, your friend Shirali Biju. Have you heard the story of the Jackal and the Peahen? If you liked it, then here's another story about a crafty jackal. This time, he makes friends with a partridge. Do you know what a partridge is? Well, it is a bird, and unlike the peahen, who cannot fly far, a partridge can. Do you think that this will be helpful? Listen to find out. Two friends, a jackal and a partridge, once swore eternal friendship. You know, something like BFFs, best friends forever? Something like that. But the jackal was very wily and jealous.
"You don't do half as much for me as I do for you," he used to say to the partridge. "And yet, you talk a great deal of your friendship. Now, my idea of a friend is one who is able to make me laugh or cry, give me a good meal, or save my life if needed. You couldn't do that."
"Well, let us see," replied the partridge. "Follow me at a little distance, and if I don't make you laugh soon, you may eat me." Saying so, she flew towards a clearing in the jungle. What do you think she saw? Well, she met two travelers who were trudging along a path, one behind the other. They were both tired and hungry. The first carried a bundle on a stick over his shoulder, while the second had his shoes in his hand. Lightly as a feather, the partridge settled on the first traveler's stick. He, none the wiser, trudged on. But the second traveler, seeing the bird sitting so tamely just in front of his nose, said to himself,
"What a chance for a tasty meal!"
And immediately flung his shoes at it. But the clever partridge flew away, and the shoes knocked off the first traveler's turban.
"Hey, what are you doing?"
cried the first traveler angrily, turning on his companion.
"Why did you throw your shoes at my head?"
"Brother,"
replied the other mildly,
"do not be angry. I didn't throw them at you. I was aiming for the partridge that was sitting on your stick.
Oh, my stick. Do you take me for a fool?
Shouted the injured man in a great rage.
Don't tell me such lies. First, you insult me, and then you lie like a coward. Wait, I will teach you some manners.
With these words, the first traveler jumped upon his companion and knocked him down. The two fought until they could not see out of their blackened eyes, till their noses were bleeding, their clothes in rags. Seeing this, the Jackal had nearly died of laughing. You know, R-O-F-L? Rolling on the floor laughing? Something like that. Are you satisfied? Asked the partridge of a friend.
Well, answered the Jackal, you have certainly made me laugh, but I doubt if you could make me cry. It is easy enough to be a buffoon. It is more difficult to excite the higher emotions.
Let us see, replied the partridge, somewhat angrily. Well, there is a hunter with his dogs coming along the road. Just creep into that hollow tree and watch me. The Jackal did as he was told and watched the partridge, who began fluttering about the bushes till the dogs caught sight of her. Then she flew to the hollow tree where the Jackal was hidden. Of course, the dogs smelled him at once and set up such a yelping and scratching that the hunter came up and, seeing what it was, dragged the Jackal out by the tail. The dogs gnarled and chewed and scratched the Jackal and nearly left him without his limbs. The Jackal barely managed to escape and ran deep into the woods. Finally, he fell on the ground and fell unconscious. After a long time, he opened his eyes and saw the partridge sitting on a branch above him.
Did you cry?
She asked anxiously.
Did I rouse your higher emo?
Be quiet, will you?
Snarled the Jackal.
I'm half dead with fear.
So there, the Jackal lay for some time, getting the better of his bruises, and meanwhile, he became hungry.
Now is the time for friendship, said he to the partridge. Get me a good dinner, and I will acknowledge you are a true friend.
Okay, very well, replied the partridge. Only watch me and help yourself when the time comes.
Just then a troop of women came by, carrying their husbands' lunches with them. The men folk were hard at work in the fields. The partridge gave a little plaintive cry and began fluttering along from bush to bush as if she were wounded.
A wounded bird! A wounded bird! Cried the women. We can easily catch it.
Whereupon they set off in pursuit. But the cunning partridge played a thousand tricks. She did so till the women became so excited over the chase that they put their bundles on the ground in order to pursue it more nimbly. The jackal, meanwhile, seizing his opportunity, crept up and made off with a good meal.
"Are you satisfied now?" asked the partridge.
"Well," returned the jackal, "I confess you have given me a very good feast. You have also made me laugh and cry, but after all, the great test of friendship is beyond you. You possibly couldn't save me from danger?"
"Perhaps not," said the partridge mournfully. "I'm so small and weak. When it grows late, we should be going home. And as it is, it's a long road. Let us go across the river. My friend, the crocodile, will carry us over." Accordingly, they set off for the river, and the crocodile kindly consented to carry them across. They sat on his broad back and he ferried them over. But just as they were in the middle of the stream, the partridge remarked, "I believe the crocodile intends to play us a trick. How awkward if we were to drop you into the water."
"Awkward for you too," replied the jackal, turning pale.
"Not at all, not at all. I have wings, you haven't."
On this, the jackal shivered and shook with fear. When the crocodile, in a gruesome growl, remarked that he was hungry and wanted a good meal, the wretched jackal was left with no recourse.
"Pooh," cried the partridge airily, "don't try tricks on us. I should fly away. And as for my friend, the jackal, you couldn't hurt him. He is not such a fool. He has a tasty heart, but he leaves it at home, locked up in the cupboard. After all, we live in the jungle, and there are many dangers, you see."
"Is that a fact?"
asked the crocodile, surprised.
"Certainly," replied the partridge. "Try to eat him if you like, but without his heart, you will not enjoy it."
"Dear me, how very odd," gasped the crocodile.
And he was so taken aback that he carried the jackal safe to shore. The jackal jumped off the crocodile and leapt into the bushes, away from the shore. The crocodile realized he had been tricked and growled. Finally, he leapt back into the water.
"Well, are you satisfied now?"
asked the partridge.
"My dear madam," replied the jackal, "you have made me laugh, you've made me cry, you have given me a good meal, and you have saved my life. But upon my honor, I think you are too clever for a friend. So, goodbye."
And the jackal
never went near the partridge again. So, what do you think is the moral of this story? Well, one should never make friends with someone who can take advantage of you. We think the partridge was smart indeed. But she played tricks on her friend, the jackal, that nearly cost him his life. And that is not a good sign, you know. It's not a good sign of a good friend. Did you also notice a similarity between this story and another Balgatha tale? You're right. The story of the monkey and the crocodile. No? Then maybe you should listen to the story Chimpu and the crocodile. Then I'm sure you will agree with me. Happy listening!
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in. The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Story.